Welcome to the Frontline Herbalism Podcast with your host Nicole Rose from the Solidarity Apothecary. This is your place for all things plants and liberation. Let's get started.
Hello, welcome back to the Frontline Herbalism Podcast. I hope you enjoyed the mini-series about the different nervous system states. I hope it was interesting and helpful. Please let me know. Sometimes it's like I'm just talking into the abyss, and other times I get loads of emails or messages on Instagram or whatever. But yeah, let me know how it's resonated and landed. This is just a mini episode to remind you that the Herbalism PTSD and Traumatic Stress course is open for enrollment today only. Technically, it's meant to close at midnight tonight, Monday. But yeah, got to take the baby to nursery if he's well enough in the morning. So it will be, yeah, I will shut it down probably about 8 a.m. after I've dropped him off for all you last minuters, which, you know, it's fine. I also sign up to stuff last minute. So yeah, but please don't miss it. It's not going to be available until next March, like the end of next March, like the spring solstice time. I haven't confirmed the final dates yet. But yeah, just, you know, I've got like a bunch of podcast episodes about the course. I talk about it a lot. But, you know, no one is turned away for lack of funds. So you're super welcome to join it now and then pop a donation in later on, or, you know, join with a payment plan, or join for like a couple of pounds a month, or just join it for free, like, and not worry about it in the future. Like, it's really designed to be fucking inclusive. And I know people are probably like overwhelmed and stressed. But even if you just listen to one little lesson a week, you would, I'm sure, have some like life-changing shifts around how you're feeling and understanding what's going on in your body and learning about herbs that can support you. Because like, fuck me, nearly everyone I know needs support right now. It's not been a good year. I don't know anyone that's had like a thriving year, apart from maybe fucking Donald Trump or something. But like, yeah, people are, yeah, I know that people are kind of struggling, and this, you know, this course is like a resource for you. And it also contains a massive resource library where I've tried to kind of like signpost to various like herbal books and other teachers, and especially like Black and Brown and Indigenous herbalists. You know, there's like, I'm quite like on it with stuff like referencing. Like, I always try and include where I've learned something from and include that in the resource library, and I include all the research papers if I found something from a research paper about a plant. So yeah, it's kind of, it's all there for you to kind of dive in as much as you like. If you haven't heard me talk about the course, it is an opportunity to develop an in-depth knowledge of plant medicine, trauma, and nervous system physiology grounded in an anti-oppressive analysis. So there's 8 modules. One about what is trauma. The second is all about like an introduction to herbalism, things like herbal safety, understanding herbal energetics and herbal actions, looking at herbs for like the kind of basics like sleep and nutrition. And then we dive into like, how does trauma shape the body? You know, like, how does it, how do we express distress? Like, and also like, how does trauma lead to kind of chronic illness patterns? And then how can we shape it back? So we do a fucking lush, nerdy, deep dive into the nervous system. We look at polyvagal theory. So these theories of these different nervous system states like fight, flight, and freeze. And we look at, you know, what kind of goals can we set for ourselves to feel different. And then module 5 dives into like collective responses to traumatic stress. So, you know, plant medicines are just one tool in the toolbox. Like, there is a bunch of other things that we can be doing like together and on our own that can help us, you know, shift how we're feeling and process traumatic memories and ultimately work towards a world where we're not fucking traumatizing each other, you know, where we're ending like male violence and sexual abuse in the home, for example, or, you know, fucking resisting genocide. Like, yeah, I'm trying to politicize this stuff and kind of anchor plant medicines in this much bigger kind of struggle for liberation. And then the last two modules are all about the plants. So I dive into nervines, which are herbs with an affinity for the nervous system. And we look at how do you work with them? Like, how do you choose a plant to work with? Like, again, safety things, decision-making strategies. And then we look at herbal relaxants, We look at nerve tonics for kind of depleted and burnt out and stressed bodies. We look at hypnotic or sedative nervines that can help you have like a really embodied, full, deep sense of relaxation and sleep better. We also look at cardiac nervines that have an affinity for the heart and the cardiovascular system. And then finally, we look at stimulating nervines. So some herbs that can help us support when we're in a shutdown or depressed state. And then the last module is all like hyper practical, working with plant medicines. We do all the medicine making stuff from tinctures to glycerin to infused oils. We have case studies. We look at like ethical and sustainable ways to like harvest plant medicines. And yeah, it's super duper comprehensive. If you're new to herbalism, I think it's a fantastic fucking introduction that I wish I'd had at the beginning of my herbal journey. If you're already a herbalist, it will really give you that kind of insight into nervines and help your practice, because I'm sure you've got shitloads of experience as well of like how herbs affect different people differently. So yeah, you'll kind of get my experiences of working with different people, you know, like for example, refugees in northern France or people fleeing Ukraine and other people in acute distress, as well as people healing from incarceration and kind of chronic long-term trauma stuff. And, you know, where do we go with plant medicines in that context? So if you're working with human beings in the world, which I assume you are, this would be beneficial for you because trauma affects literally fucking every person. When we frame it as a wound or a disturbing or distressing experience, like, you know, this is something that's like affecting people's bodies, affecting people's health. So if you care about, you know, holistic health and wellness and all that jazz, like I think you'll find, you know, a lot of value in the course. So anyway, I'm going to stop talking about it because I said it was just an announcement episode. If you have any kind of problems at checkout, please email support@solidarityapothecary.org and we will pick it up, me and my amazing admin helper, Chantel. And you will still get access to the course. I don't have much time today to check emails, but you won't be turned away from it. Like, I'll make sure you get in within the deadline. Like, well, not within the deadline, but I will get back to you within a few days. I'm just not sure if the Bubs is going to go to nursery or not because he's still recovering from his virus. But anyway, please check out the course page from the link in the show notes. Yeah, please join it if you're keen. Otherwise, it will be coming back next March, next spring. Yeah, and thanks for listening. I'm not 100% sure what my plans are for this week's episode because of my baby being in nursery, but what I am excited about is that I'm going to try and start scheduling in some interviews before my friend's inquest so that we can have more interviews on the show, which I've been waiting for this whole like postpartum period. So that's exciting. If you're interested in being on the show, if you're involved in like a grassroots herbal project, passionate about these things, just like get in touch. Let's make it happen. Okay. All right. Take care. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the Frontline Herbalism podcast. You can find the transcript, the links, all the resources from the show at solidarityapothecary.org/podcast.